looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
This isn't good. It looks like the Trans-Tasman bubble with New Zealand is not going to happen. The idea was meant to kick off sometime between July and August, but that was before Victoria unfolded. Now the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says Australia will need to go 28 days straight without any cases of community transmission before we can have a bubble. In Victoria right now, there are 760 active cases from an unknown source. So the Trans-Tasman bubble is probably light years away. Gerry Brownlee is the deputy leader of the New Zealand National Party. He's also the former foreign minister. Gerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
This is a great shame.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly very disappointing on the outside of the Tasman. I think one of the problems we've got is because we are relatively free of the COVID-19 virus, certainly no evidence of community transmission at this point, we're becoming increasingly isolated. And with no vaccine on the horizon, that is starting to become a bit of a worry, I think.
It's been 93 days since New Zealand last saw a case of COVID with no known source. I suppose you can understand why the New Zealand Prime Minister doesn't want to roll the dice on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a huge acceptance here of the lockdown, all that sort of thing, referred to the efforts of the team of 5 million and all that sort of thing. But, you know, let's be clear, a lot of New Zealanders have connections in Australia. A lot of Australians have connections in New Zealand. And for our two countries to be as isolated as they are at the moment, because of the COVID-19, in fact, entirely because of COVID-19, is you know, a little bit concerning.
It would be hugely beneficial for both of our economies if we could get the bubble up and running.
Oh, totally. Yeah, we've got a whole tourism sector here that's just in shutdown because there's no one coming in for holidays. We've got a lot of New Zealanders returning and there's a whole lot of people that have a work visa or some other such that want to come back. And then, of course, huge numbers, particularly out of the United States, who want to come and live here. So, you know, you've got to be generally a bit cautious, I think, but for our economy, this is not going to be tidy at all.
No, well, when the PM says Australia needs to go 28 days straight without any cases of community transmission, at the moment, we just can't see that happening. But, Gerry, thank you very much for jumping on the line this morning, and we'll talk to you again.
Good as gold. See you later, Ben.
Gerry Brownlee. So they say good as gold in New Zealand too. Good as gold. He's the former foreign minister, deputy leader of the New Zealand National Party.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.